hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times we are living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be gone.
Good evening, everyone. We thank God for another Saturday. It's always a privilege to come your way. I'm Eben. And we've been discussing, having meetings with the SU on this show for the last four or five editions. And tonight we are continuing. It's very important parents know what is happening. We have today and God will next week as we round up. And I believe parents are learning things, and listeners who are also students themselves are learning things. And tonight I also have brother Billy in the house, so we'll continue from there. But first I'll be looking into some of the news, some of the things happening in the world. And the world is just getting darker and darker every day. All right, and greetings to our listeners outside the country and outside the region online. All right. This headline, I mean the first few headlines, and then I go into some details for some of the news. We have widespread civil unrest growing in various countries across the world. And, you know, little by little, like, you know, tensions are rising, countries due to various factors. Taiwan is reporting that their internet cables were cut and placing the blame on China. And this is a big one because already the tension is really high between China and Taiwan. And if they are cutting their internet, well, as whether it's China who did it or not, I don't know. But these are all things that can stir up the waters. And then Russia fires barrage of hypersonic missiles piercing Ukrainian air defenses. As for that war, it's something else. It looks like it's going to drag on for much longer than we thought. And then Kim Jong-un's sister, that's the North Korean president's sister, warns North Korea is ready to act against the U.S. and South Korea. Interestingly, this week, the U.S. intel community warns of complex threats from China, Russia, and North Korea. And let me read excerpts of it. It says, the U.S. is expected to face a complex security environment and will need to work to confront two critical strategic challenges: rising powers like China seeking dominance in the global order, and challenges like climate change, which could intersect and intensify their national security implications, the U.S. intelligence community assessed. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence on Wednesday released its 2023 annual threat assessment, which warned of threats against U.S. posed by China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. It also warned of global challenges like climate change and evolving technologies that could have the potential to disrupt traditional businesses and society, whilst creating unprecedented vulnerabilities. These two strategic challenges will intersect and interact in unpredictable ways, leading to mutually reinforcing effects that could challenge our ability to respond, but that also will introduce new opportunities to forge collective action with allies and partners, including non-state actors, according to the reports. Then the World Health Organization recommends stockpiling meds or medicines for radiological catastrophe. This one, I believe they are talking to, you know, those in the areas where nuclear war can affect them. Africa, we are not part of it. So, a new World Health Organization report calling for an increased global preparedness for radiological and nuclear emergencies. Doesn't spell out any particular current conflict, but it doesn't need to. The world has become fully aware of the increased dangers of radiological and nuclear threats. In the just issued report, the WHO updated this list of medicines that governments should stockpile for these types of emergencies, including the medicines that either prevent or reduce exposure to radiation or treat injuries once exposure has occurred. And it goes on and on. You know, I have a friend in one of the Scandinavian countries. They've been given, they have tablets for radioactive or whatever, nuclear, because they know the Ukrainian-Russian war thing can spill over. It can really just, it's unpredictable. You sleep one night, you wake up and the whole thing has changed. Nuclear has come into the scene. So they are prepared up there. But this one is over there. We are here quietly in our south. All right, then we have let me just say this before I get into some of the details of the news. There's a strategic agenda to push the LGBT thing now to levels we've not seen before. Big corporates, companies are now really coming out boldly. And that's why I'm saying there's this next news, always sanitary pads. They've done an advert, a commercial. So the commercial has a man in it as a user. I mean, come on. I mean, you see things and you just marvel as to what has come to humanity, what has come on. It's as if a certain wind of madness is blowing on the earth and it's just affecting people without any resistance. So you have a sanitary pad advert and a male, male looking, I mean it's in. There's, you know, it's worrying because this afternoon one of my mates shared a video in a platform and library books, a parent who was furious had picked library books and was using it, like reporting about it. The head of the library or whoever, but and opens the books and shows this. How should this be for children? Outright pornography in books for children, so like comic form, and it's been children books. I mean, this is not restricted 18 type, but children's story books, but it's animated drawings, colored drawings, and it's clear pornography. But it's for children. Different books. I mean, the woman was so furious. You see, there is an agenda. You know, some may not know, but the abortion industry is behind some of these things. You see, to keep the business going, people should get pregnant and want to dispose of the pregnancy. One way of ensuring that they keep getting the aborted babies coming is to encourage the children, the teens, to get into this lifestyle. So when you introduce porn, textbooks, storybooks to children, certainly they would grow up, they are growing up into this lifestyle of trying it out. Pregnancies will come, then they go to abort, then the cycle goes on to feed the abortion. It's a multi-billion industry. So you see, this whole scheme of destroying the children, it's a well-planned, calculated agenda. The media is involved. The liberal billionaires, companies, they are involved. You see, so they are pushing the thing. Money is one side. People are making money out of it through the abortion industry. And then behind the thing, we as Christians also know better that the devil is also behind it, certainly, to get these people into hell, because so far as they stay in these lifestyles and they don't repent, clearly, that's the end. We know. So, parents really have a lot of work to do. Yes, some of these books are not in Ghana. But let me send a sound of caution, because people should be careful of the books. Donations coming from US now and UK. books that they bring as donations. A friend works in the library of an institution, I won't mention the name, and she said she was scanning through some donations that came and saw that some of the books question marks. So she took them out. But you see, how many people working in such places will see books which are not meant for our society and will allow it to pass through? So now, even the books, officially, yes, our textbooks are not containing those things, but there are books coming from outside which are being dumped in, will be dumped, because they know that if officially you not accept it through the CSE, Comprehensive Sexuality Education, that we're pushing and we resisted fiercely, then they will find other means. So we have to be on the lookout for book donations that will be coming from so-called NGOs from outside. Oh, library books, free books. Now we have to scan every page, because they know what they want to do. Oh yes, they know exactly what they are doing. Now let me continue the news. We have British street preacher prosecuted and reported to counter-terrorism for misgendering by refusing to say a man is a woman. So this happened in Britain. The case was on. Fortunately, a British court has overturned it. But you know, this preacher who was prosecuted and reported to counter-terrorism. I mean, come on. To say that a man is not a woman, what is terrorist about it? How do you compare this person to someone holding the knife and stabbing people freely on the streets, or having a gun and going on a mass shootout? How do you compare these two? A man is wearing a skirt, dressed like a woman, high heels, lips painted, and I say you are not a woman. You call me a terrorist because of this? So the court said that, well, it's not an offense to insult. So the freedom. It's like, at least some judges are still up there with common sense. I mean, sometimes you just wonder how, but that's the reality of the world. And it's even more shocking because this week, we all know that, I mean, some of you may not be aware that there was the International Women's Day. And as usual, our people will not disappoint. The Joe Biden, President Biden's wife, and Anthony Blinken, that's the U.S. Secretary of State, they gave an award, Woman of Courage, and the award went to a man. Hey, you know, I saw the news and it's like, and you see them standing there and they are happy, smiling with the, oh no, something is wrong with human beings now. So First Lady Joe Biden and U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken presented an award designated for Women of Courage to an Argentinian man as woman, because no. I mean, come on. So this guy who has transitioned into a woman is all of all the women in the world who deserve this award. You didn't get a woman, a natural born woman, but a man who says, I don't want to be a man again, but I want to be a woman, is the one who you are awarding to be a woman of courage. You see, we've turned the whole thing upside down. And that's the world we are in now. And you see, it's worrying because they are pushing it from the highest levels in the systems. Fortunately for us in Ghana, yes, I mean, our system, our culture, all these things are still protecting us. But we shouldn't be deceived. Oh yeah, last week I was saying it, that we shouldn't be deceived, because the undercurrents are also there, where it looks like all is well, but the truth is all is also not well. Behind the scenes, money is moving. Behind the scenes, power is also moving. See, things are moving behind the scenes with money and power influencing it. So I believe sometimes even that one is even more dangerous than the one that is openly being declared in some of these countries. Because if you are not aware something is happening, it can take you by a greater surprise. Because behind the scenes, more people are getting recruited little by little, unknown to their parents, unknown to the society, but money. You see, and as the world economy becomes tighter and tighter, people are getting more frustrated, and the demands of life is driving people to do all sorts of things. money is going to be a key factor in recruiting these people. And that's where the worry is. Last week, I mean, those who listen, we talked about how this thing is happening in the schools and all that. In the US, for instance, there's this news. 3 million students attend schools where they can change gender pronouns without parental consent. So imagine your child going to a school where you can change the name, the child. Your child goes to school as Amma. Now your child can change the name to Kofi and change the gender without you, the parent, consenting to it. You know, last week there was a case in the US where a teacher was sacked for being rather protecting the children and telling the parents about what is happening in the school, and for exposing the secrets, because apparently what the school, what they are doing is they are encouraging the children to change their gender without parents' consent. And this teacher stood against it, was rather linking and alerting the parents of your child is expressing this interest. So the fact that the teacher was being like a concern to the parents to stop this danger thing, this dangerous move, then they have to let her go. Rather, she is now the enemy of the system. That's how, you see, the world is fighting what is right. And this gender thing, so imagine a child goes to school. Oh, I'm a boy today. Okay, tomorrow I'm a girl. And it's happening. Naturally, there are some who change, so they call it gender fluid. Your gender is based on how you feel. So today I feel like, so that's why now they have a long range, LGBTQI plus what, I mean, all sorts of characters in there. So you can adopt any of these feelings. And you know, this week I saw one. Oh, no. No. This woman is in love with Boeing 737 aeroplane. Aeroplane. So she's been traveling. She's in love with a plane. So she has big models of a plane. And like as a partner. And you see, when I saw the news, I said, ah. So you see, now it's all about how you feel, whatever you feel like doing. Oh, I've seen one, somebody who is married a tree, somebody marrying a bridge. I mean, all sorts of, and they look normal. They to them, they are normal. But you see, that's, the world is moving to a point where, you know, in the occult realm, they have this statement they call, do as thou wilt. I mean, so but do whatever you feel like, whatever you want to do, just do it. And that is the mantra that is pushing these things. So if you feel like, I mean, somebody intentionally breaks the leg to become a cripple, because the person feels like being a cripple, so paralyzes himself. I mean, can you imagine this? Somebody feels like I'm a dog, so wears a black whatever, cross on the floor, big man who cross on the floor and barking like a dog, having a wife. I mean, so we've crossed levels. I've been saying it on this program that humanity has crossed levels beyond recognition, because now Sodom and Gomorrah didn't do all these things we are talking about. I mean, they didn't. I mean, seriously, if we are to compare what we are seeing in this world now and what we read in the Bible regarding Sodom and Gomorrah, oh, they were jokers. They were just playing. They were not. They've not reached anywhere at all, because this world now has reached levels beyond comprehension. So clearly, it's really for. I mean, it tells us that to be a parent now cannot be treated as a light thing at all, because the forces that we have to contend with as parents in this century are far greater than all the previous centuries' forces that parents had to contend with. Because we are seeing things which has never been seen before. We are having AI taking to levels no one imagined. It's scary. I mean, now you are reading and seeing things which technology is doing. I just read, I was in a hurry, so I didn't add it to the news. But the headline was, scientists have been able to create a mouse with two parents, two fathers. So it's good news for them, because that means then they can try bring it to the human. You know, all sorts of things are happening in the scientific world. Now, you see, they are fighting God. They want to challenge God. All sorts of things are going on behind the scenes. You know, those who have access to the internet, later you can search and watch or read about it. Designer babies. Now, babies are designed according to your specifications. I want blue eyes. I want the baby to be tall, or the child to be a tall person. The DNA, you tweak it like. You are making your selection custom made, designer babies. This is happening. So clearly, these are not in the image. This is not in the image of God. No. Because now human beings are dictating and specifying how they want things to be, thinking they are gods now. This is the world. Then, let me quickly finish. We have this one is one of the statistics. I like these ones because it really says a lot of things. Okay, so let me start. Over half of Christians say they sometimes experience doubts about their religious beliefs, according to a survey by the Banner Group. And yes, I keep saying these are, yes, US statistics, but largely, I believe if we are to do similar surveys here, we will not have much variations. Over half of Christians say they sometimes experience doubts about their religious beliefs, according to a new study from the prominent evangelical research group, Banner Group, titled Doubt and Faith: Top Reasons People Question Christianity. The study is based on a survey of 2005 U.S. adults and teenagers ages 13 to 17, conducted online from December 22nd last year, with a margin of error of plus and minus 2 percentage points at 95% confidence level. The study also utilized a survey of 511 U.S. Protestant senior pastors conducted online from December 13, 2021 to January 3, 2023. Quote, over half of teens and adults, that's the U.S. general population ages 13 plus, report that they've experienced doubts about their religious beliefs at least sometimes. 12% frequently, 16% occasionally, 24% sometimes in the past few years, an overview of the study states. Quote again, similarly, exactly half of those who are Christian or who have some Christian background or experience, that's 50%, say they have gone through a prolonged period of doubt at some point in their life, unquote. According to the study, 27% of respondents said their doubt came from past experiences with a religious institution. In contrast, respondents who were not practicing Christians cited the hypocrisy of religious people as the top driver of doubt. Non-practicing Christians were more likely than practicing Christians to have doubts about their faith. 11% of non-practicing Christians said they frequently experienced doubts about their religious beliefs, whilst 18% said occasionally, 30% said sometimes, 24% rarely, and 23% said never. And that's where the danger is. Only 23% said never. Let me pause and say something. You see, if you get to a point where you doubt your faith, then there will be an underlining cause, as these people are saying. But I believe it's a greater worry, because these are the people who can easily switch over when tension increases, pressure increases, situations and challenges increase in their lives. They will just, it's very likely that these people will easily walk away from the faith. Because, you see, if you doubt something, it becomes easy for you to give up on it. And that's a very serious thing then. Because if you doubt your faith sometimes, that this whole Christianity, is it really true? Did Jesus really die? And now you are having these things coming up in discussions on social media and on the internet where people are pushing this agenda, the Bible cannot be trusted. You have so-called men of God who are even now questioning the Bible, raising all sorts of arguments which doesn't make sense sometimes. You see, and people are falling for it. People are falling for it. Common sense, whatever they call it. And you see, they try to run things on the side of logic and all these things. So then the doubting Thomases begin to get confused even the more. And that's where the danger lies. And it's very serious because as people now feel this way, when pressure, when persecution arises, can they stand? Because if you are doubting something, you are not sure about something, why would you want to feel pain for it? You easily walk out, let me go get my freedom and be free. And that's why it's very serious, because we see that Jesus talks about the times we are in, describes it in a way where life is not going to be convenient for the Christian as time goes on, getting closer to his coming. Persecution is going to increase. And if you fall into a category where you doubt your faith, you doubt the religion, you even doubt Jesus died, you doubt Jesus came, you doubt, now people are saying Jesus is a white man, he's a black man, all sorts of descriptions just to throw mud into the whole system. It becomes difficult for people to really analyze Christianity is a white man's religion, the Bible was written by some, what, you see, people are just pushing all these things, and the youth especially are falling for it. And these things are happening in the schools as well. The occultism is sometimes coming out of some of these things. Book of this, book of that, oh, read this book. Then they are delving into some of these things. You see, so a lot of the times when people start, as parents, when your children start raising, bringing some weird questions and all that, you really have to take time and let them understand let them understand and answer it well, because don't ignore some of these strange questions, because it can be a doorway to either they staying in the faith or they walking out of the faith, because it depends on what they are hearing. If they are hearing some strange doctrine somewhere, and you, the parents, you are not ensuring that you are giving them the right doctrines at home to counter these things, soon your children will fall into these categories I'm talking about, where now they begin to doubt their faith. They begin to doubt the whole issue of Christianity. And that's a very serious thing. And I believe as Christians, we have a lot of work to do. The church has a lot of work to do. You see, there's a missing link now, because the foundational doctrine is missing in a lot of Christians. Teaching the doctrine, a lot of believers don't have a foundational. You talk to people, you realize people are shallow. There's no depth. They are not deep in the word. They virtually have no word in them. Well, are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. Oh, okay. I mean, it's just like, I'm a club member of a certain club. I'm in this tennis club. Oh, I'm a member too. Oh, okay. I mean, that's how people associate Christianity now. Oh, I'm also born again. I'm a Christian. Now probe further and you'll be shocked, because the person knows next to nothing. But he says he's born again. Oh, I'm an usher crying in church. I'm a chorister. I'm a this. I do that and I do this. And you see, we've just made it like, come and join the club. Sign up and then just be active. Come to church every Sunday. Be active. Do something in church. So, okay, be an usher. Be a chorister. I mean, you see, the foundation, the word is not in them. They are not being taught. People are brought into the church, born again, evangelism, they come. There are no discipleship classes for them. They are not being nurtured to grow in the word. There's nothing. You see, so there's a lot of work that has to be done. And I believe you and I, the little we can do in our little communities, we have to do it. All right, I'll be back briefly after this short break. Issues of Life is the program.
When I look back at what I thought was living, I'm amazed.
thought the sacrifice would be too great. When I finally reached the point of giving in, I found the cross was calling even then.
Crucified in Christ, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. Indeed, we need to review how we live our Christian lives and recognize who is the one in us. All right, so Brother Billy, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you.
You know, I've been talking about this worrying statistics and things happening, and it fits into our discussion about cultism in the schools. And I believe it's the right time to link it to it so you can move on from where I left off.
All right. If you are a Christian, or if you are somebody who believes in spiritual things, then tonight you should listen to the things that we're going to talk about. We all know that there is an agenda where people are being introduced into things that they get to a point where they think that it's not about God who created the world, but there's another God that they have to believe. And this God gives them, protection. This God gives them money. This God gives them power. This God gives them fame. So we live in a generation where people are looking for power, people are looking for money, people are looking for fame. People want to say things, people want to command things for things to happen. Yeah. So we don't want to struggle. We don't want to go we don't want to go through a process. And in life, if you don't go through a process and you get to the top there, definitely it will collapse. And unfortunately, in this generation and in the schools, because Scripture Union or SU, we go to the schools, we interact with the students to know what are the things that are happening to them. If you are parents, and if there had been a time, and there is the time to pray for your ward, this is the time.
Yeah, I agree.
This is the time to pray for them. And if you also need to really feed them with the word of God, this is the time. I'm saying this because now we are aware that things, occultism is in the schools.
Yeah.
Young girls want to get money. Young boys want to get money. They want to show off. They want to buy cars. They want to buy expensive mobile phones. Now, so you see JHS, they want to use iPhone. Just to take pictures.
4,000 CD phone.
Just to take pictures and videos, and they post them out there. You see, nobody knows where you're going to be tomorrow. And unfortunately, they will show their nakedness. For the girls, they will show their nakedness and post it. Now, if it happens that tomorrow you become an honorable person, this thing is there forever.
Yeah.
And people are going to pull them out and it go against you.
Yeah.
One of the things that, I mean, after our discussion and some of the things that we uncovered is that we should talk to our young girls to know how to dispose of
their pads.
Yeah. Because some schools have security men. Those who are into occults, they give money to some security men or some of the non-teaching staff,
sanitary officers or something.
Those people there, yes. Yeah. So they give them money.
The cleaners.
They give them money. And they gather the disposed pass, used pass, and give it to them for their rituals.
Yeah, it's same for the bola boys. Yeah.
Yes, that is what they do. So when the bola, you know they are going for this thing, and they after they've come for them, then they look for. So they use them for their, and this thing has spiritual effects. One, some people grow up where they want to have children, they don't, because they have used it for spiritual purposes. Others, difficulties in marriage because they use it for others, all kinds of sickness and diseases because they use this. Because when the devil gives you something, he makes sure that whatever is given to you, he will multiply it.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, the problem that he will give to you, yeah. Yes, he will multiply it. So they use the past. Some of them, and one of the things that I need to, I mean, is go to the general public. We should also be prayerful when we go to saloon to barber our hair. Some of them are agents where they give them, I mean, after going to cut your hair, they gather the hair and also give it to them. And those who go about cutting nails.
Yeah, those boys.
Yeah, those boys. Some of them will use handkerchief. You know, they will spray something there, so when they catch it, when they do that, make sure that, no, don't allow them to even do it, because they use it to go and give it to them. Another thing is that the young girls, when they sleep with them, you know, they use the condom, and they use the for the ladies, I mean, outside, they use the condom. Even the boys, some of them, they, you know, you sleep with the students, and the person will use insist on using condom. And when they use the condom, you know, the sperms, they will go and use it. Now, the other thing is that maybe they will not say use condom, or you may say you don't want to use condom, but after sex, then the ladies will. They have ways of getting their sperms so that they will go and use it. So these are things that are happening. And if you get yourself into this, it's going to affect your future in so many ways. So these are things that are happening. Conscious efforts are being made to penetrate. And now, we've been saying, they are targeting their students, JHS, SHS. So pray with your child continuously. You should be educating them to know the dangers in some of these things, because eventually it's not going to help them. I mean, we've heard stories. I mean, from your programs, we've heard stories, people who have been into these things, and how, I mean, at the end of the day, they realize that, no, we need to come out of this, because it is not about money. It is not about fame. It's not about power, because there's nothing good in there for us. So we need to come back, and we are going to suffer. So we are asking parents to, from time to time, educate your child, get them involved, let them listen to some of the effects of going into some of these things, so that they will be well informed. Because if the child is not well informed, it's easy for them to, just like you say, people have doubts.
Yeah.
Because if the foundation is right, then the child can insist and say that, no, I don't have doubt, because I believe. I mean, when we were growing up, there were scriptures that whether you like it or not, you know about salvation, about death, about this and that and that. We knew all these things, the consequences of sin. We knew all these things. So how strong is your child in the word? How strong are you, even as a parent, in the word of God? If you are not too strong in the word of God, how are you going to feed your own child to be strong in the word of God? So we need to really feed them. It shouldn't be just academic, only about academic things. No. You may do your best to help the child, pay the fees, give them the books, pay everything to educate them. Yes, they may have degrees, and yet you may not have a child.
Yeah.
They may be educated, but you may not have a child, because their morals not good. They don't know what they are doing. And they are going to be controlled. Once you go into this, you are not of yourself.
Yeah.
Spirits are controlling you. You are under a leadership, and they are asking you to do what you need to do. So they tell you you need to sleep at 1 o'clock. Recently, there was somebody who was into this, I mean, in school, who was into this occultism. They introduced chanting in the middle of the night. You need to wake up. You know, schools, they have a place that they meet in schools. Some of them have a place that they meet. And then they introduced them how to invite spirits.
Yeah.
Yes. So they introduced them into this. This guy started calling, he started reading books.
Mm-hmm.
And at a point in time, they realized there was something going on. So when we went for some of the programs, we realized that this is the cause of... Parents didn't know anything. I mean, they thought that we had a very good boy who is committed. I mean, he comes to church and then no. Realized that the boy was going mad. And when we had discussion, realized that the boy has started reading some books.
The seven book of Moses and
all other books that we don't want to mention so that people will go. So when they started seeing spirits, he could not stand it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not able to do that, then it can affect you.
Yeah.
Yes, that is why people start drinking, all sorts of things, smoking, so that at least they will be able to
make them high.
Yeah, make them high so that they will be able to... So children going into all these things in the schools, and it's not safe everywhere. It's not safe everywhere. I mean, public institutions, private institutions. But what makes it so dangerous is that we have people who are pushing this as an agenda in the schools.
Yeah,
they have people planted in the schools, helping them to achieve their objectives. And they are really doing it. They are really, really doing it. But you cannot just look at a person's face and say that, oh, you are into this. But they are very dangerous. So if you see your child who tries to, comes home, is trying to stay away from you, and you know their lifestyle is a bit weird, you need to wake up and you need to pray whilst your kids are in school, because they can be introduced to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Without you being there, I mean, you cannot go there with, even if you are there, stay in the same house. I mean, they go out, and some of them, I mean, they use the social media. They have platform that they have platforms. Yeah. They create platform for them. Today we are doing this. Tonight we are doing that. So in the middle of the night, they wake up to do all kinds of things in the middle of the night, and they go through these processes systematically, and they do it. They do it very well.
Faithful to it.
They are faithful. They will do it. And that is what they are doing. So you send your child to school to go and learn. Then somebody comes and says that, oh, I'll help you. You don't even need to study. I mean, and it's, to be honest with you, sometimes we ask them and they say it works. They don't study. And the exams, they are able to pass. They will see the thing. The questions will come. We should know that the devil works.
Oh yeah, it's true.
So let us not deny some of these things. You ask them, they tell you that, I mean, you won't learn. But in the middle of the night, they'll go and chant, and then they will see all the questions. When they go, the thing will be there, and they will pass.
So there's no motivation, and they just misbehave throughout the term, exam, they know they will pass. Yes.
So assuming this child, after SHS, goes to nursing, goes to any school, I mean, to become a medical doctor or to become a nurse.
That's a member.
what is going to happen to us?
That's a member.
So we need not to ignore some of this, because you see, you can write an exam and pass, but can you practice it? If the person is an accountant, if the person did accounting, if the person did statistics, how is the person going to? You know, these things are long-term effects on us as a nation. Yeah. It has effect on us as a family, as a nation. It's going to affect all of us. Yeah. But we see, we seems not to care.
Mm-hmm.
We are not, the church is sleeping, and we think that, but you see, if the church doesn't wake up, these people are going to be decision makers. And of course they are, just like we are talking about LGBT, whatever. You see, we've heard it. It's an open secret that we have some leadership among those who are policy makers. Some of them are there, policy makers, some of them are there.
Oh, yeah.
For chiefs, they are there. For heads of institutions, corporate bodies, they are there. And they are pushing this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, if you don't do it, you will go. People want to eat. Mm-hmm. They want to survive. So they have to stay. Therefore, they succumb to this. And they are using them to make decisions. School, for instance, if GES is saying that their people are there and they are influencing policies and other things. So if you are the head of the school and they say that do this, if you don't do it, you will go. What happens?
They'll transfer you.
Yes. So it means that they have to. But if you have people, if the church is going to wake up and we are going to say no, we are going to pray. And not only pray, but we are also going to make sure that we are part of decision making. We move people. We speak out. We don't fight against each other. Whereby the whole sermon, Sunday sermon, is targeting another church, another preacher, mm-hmm. instead of praying, instead of bringing to the attention of the world that this is all to Christians, that this is what we are going through. So we need to wake up. We
you
are
know,
not doing
you know, the worry, I sincerely believe we've gotten to a point where churches should indeed have their own schools. Real standards. I mean, the real Christian standards. I mean, because soon we can't influence how the government does its own things. Because see, when the pressure begins to come from above, in terms of from the UN level, we will not be able to resist it. The CSC, we were able to push. I stood against it. We spoke. We really campaigned against it, and the government had to pull their brakes. After now, you see, they are starting to bring textbooks. But for how long? Because you see, it's just a matter of time. The powers that be will be able to penetrate and have their way, take it or leave it. So it's time churches start seeing the need to have our own schools. Then that one, you cannot dictate to us. In the US, for instance, where you have this whole agenda is being pushed throughout, there are schools that is exempted because these are schools where they are private owned schools, and some are true Christian schools.
Yeah.
So they are not succumbing to the governments, or depending on the state where this agenda is there, and you are pushing teaching kindergarten children, people, kids like that, or pornography and all these things. They are not allowing it in their schools because they have their standard to maintain. You see, so the church should really wake up to the realization that we are really fighting a serious battle. Some of these battles we will not be able to really fight throughout because it will be against a strong system. Oh yes, when eventually it's coming from UN, countries will eventually have to give in, especially the poor ones like Ghana. We are not poor, but we are poor. We are beggars, always begging as if, I don't know. Now they will give you the condition. You really need this, then do that. You really, really, like the way we are now desperate with this IMF, as if without it we can't do anything again. Now, at this point, if they give us some conditions, can this government resist? You see, that's how it is. You see, so we will get to a point where we can't resist it. And it's like, well, gradually some things will start happening. But if the church had its own systems, its own schools, or her own schools, depending on the way we say it, then we can ensure that we are going by the true standards. Because you see, the warfare going on is serious. Some people just have no idea what's happening. But it is that serious.
And the thing is that those people are together, but Christians are divided.
Thank you.
They are together no matter where they are.
Yeah.
They are together with common agenda.
Yeah.
But for Christians, even among ministers, among church leaders,
my denomination, my church, pastor,
we are fighting ourselves. So what is the agenda that we have? That we are fighting for. We have nothing. But they have an agenda to accomplish. But we have nothing. We have nothing to accomplish. Two, we are divided.
It's true.
We are divided. Even so, it's like where people were thinking about souls. Let's come to church.
Yeah.
Let's come to church. Those days where we have money for missions.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But go to churches. How many churches allocate funds for missions? to save souls.
I don't know.
To save souls. We are not doing that. But these people have money. They are pushing money to ensure that people are well educated and they are positioned
in places of influence
so that they can push the agenda.
Yeah.
But what are we doing?
Nothing.
So they're starting from JHS, they are starting from SHS, they are helping them paying their school fees for them, paying their school fees, helping them to the university, some of them to PhD level,
yeah,
so that it will get to a point where they say that this is what we want to do and the people are there to accomplish it.
They have a short-term agenda, mid-term, and then long-term. The church, do you have any agenda?
We don't.
We are just existing.
We don't.
Moving in circles. No vision. No
so purpose. One day, we would be surprised if we have a president or we have policymakers that say that today, don't go to church.
Oh yeah, we'll get there.
We can't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because these are part of their plans.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be some restrictions where we cannot worship the way we want to worship. Just like we are discussing.
Yeah.
Almost, most charismatic churches and Pentecostal churches started in schools.
Yeah. When COVID came.
They said, no way.
They stopped them.
Up to date, some churches have collapsed.
They've collapsed.
But that is how some churches started. Even the traditional churches or the Orthodox churches, some of them even started in schools.
Yeah.
Then later on, they were able to. But where were the Christians?
The leaders.
When the decision was taken,
everybody was quiet. And they looked on, churches were closed, and Christian Council, GPCC, all looked on quietly. It's worrying because it comes one step at a time. And it seems that we just can't see the agenda unfolding right before our eyes. It's really sad because, you see, we have an enemy who is strategic, unfortunately. We have allowed ourselves to be blinded by whatever it is. We have no interest at heart regarding the real purpose of what we should be doing. Now that they've penetrated the schools,
they are
undermining the gospel in the schools.
Yes.
What are we doing to counter it? I mean, one of the days we were chatting off and I was saying, I think it wouldn't it be nice that this school in this area, the churches come together. Oh, we are going to the Christians there are our responsibility, the SU there is our responsibility. The pastors in this town or this community, the school there, go and visit them. You see, we just don't see it as our responsibility.
No.
Because, my child is not there. The people cry, I don't know them. You see, we are not one, as you said. And the enemy sees this advantage like a backdoor and is taking full advantage of it. So, we are just there. Yes, we can't trust the church to do as we are thinking because I don't see anytime soon how this thing is good, except there's a revival. But as individual parents, we can do this in our homes because you have ultimate responsibility and you have the authority to do these things in your home to ensure your children are well taught, spiritually fed, to know these dangers. And as we... the way time flies these days. we'll be continuing. Clearly we can't finish next week because today's issue is that serious that we'll continue God next week on it. And so we won't finish the series next week. No, we'll still go a bit. But listeners, this is Issues of Life. I'm Eben Ahabra, Brother Billy Bones with me from the SU Ashanti region. You can listen to this program on spiritissues.info. I upload it in the Telegram group as well. I believe the clarion call to pray for our children has never been louder than now. Oh yes, we need to pray for our children. Those on my WhatsApp group, various groups, I've been sending these prayer points every night, praying for our children every night. There's a prayer point, monthly prayer cycle every day, and a prayer point.
Yes, as they are paying their school fees, they are sending their money, they should be praying.
Yeah. We have to be praying for our children.
Yes.
We really have to pray for them. All right, so good night and God bless you.